But explain to me again from the beginning. Just tell me again.
Each person has to tell a story. Oldest to smallest.
Or...
When everyone's done their story, they only get one story each. No changes. And then the first person, like you, because you're the oldest, you had to say a sentence from your story. Then you had to say a sentence from your story. Then I had to say a sentence from my story. And it keeps on going.
I have an idea.
And it starts with once upon a time.
I have an idea. Like, first, if we are both going to tell a story, how about you first say one sentence and then I say another sentence? Like, if you say once upon a time there was a happy girl, then I'd say the happy girl lived in...
Yeah, but I think I like the other way. I think I like my way, my game. So, hands up who wants to do my game.
Well, do we have to have a vote? Couldn't we do what everybody wants?
Okay. First my game, then your game. Okay?
Okay, but I don't get what you're talking about. I don't get your idea.
Lead us off. You lead us off, Grace. Oh, and we'll follow you then.
I have an idea. Uh-uh. I think it knows me. I think she says one sentence, you say another sentence.
No, but first we have to tell a story, all of us.
Do I have to tell a full story?
Yeah, just any old makeup story. You have to tell a full story. Okay. First you, then Megan, then me, okay. and then you have to say what when everyone's done their story. Then you have to say one sentence from your story. Then Megan has to follow on, and then I have to follow on. Then
I got the idea. Shall I go? Do you want me to go first then?
Yeah, you have to go first.
Any story. Don't mind any story.
Once upon a time, there was a king who went to a different castle to meet somebody for a dinner. And after he finished the dinner, the other king went to bed because he was tired. And just as the king was getting out of his chair, he felt something very funny happen to his back. And the next minute, there was a huge pain in his back and he couldn't go anywhere. And everybody got very excited until... A medicine man came. The medicine man came, took a look at the king and said, I can't do anything for you. You're finished. Your back is finished. You'll never walk again in your entire life. Then a witch came, a white witch, a good witch. And she took a look at the back and she said, this is a hopeless case. Nothing can be done for this witch. We could be rubbing the side of trees into this back for the whole of life. I'm sorry, you'll have to be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life, king. The king started to cry. Tears rolled down his cheeks.
Can it be a story what happened?
He rubbed the cheeks with his hands. He rubbed his back where it was most painful. And suddenly there was a magical improvement. And his back got better and he was able to walk again. And he was happy and he lived well for the rest of his life. The end.
Megan's turn.
You.
No, it goes oldest to youngest.
Alright, one of them is in front of you.
A short, a long story where you speak slowly.
One, you
speak normally like this. Once upon a time,
no,
there was...
Yeah, it's her turn, go on.
Your turn.
Yeah.
Again! Do it properly!
Okay.
Hey Megan, could you tell a story really quickly so that we can get Grace's story and then we can put all the stories together?
Yeah.
So let's say a story in two lines. Once upon a time there was something.
The princess lived in a castle, and her father was ill, and the queen had died, so the princess was left alone with her father. And soon as the father was all better, he got a sore back. He needed a wheelchair, but later on that day, he went to the hospital in his wheelchair. and the doctor took him out of the wheelchair, and he was able to walk, and from that day on, he never needed a wheelchair again.
Fantastic. Wow. Your turn. Your turn.
Okay.
What's your story?
No.
Let's have your story.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a frog who lived in this land called Extremely Impossible Break Magic. And it was a magical land. Where if you got a spell on, you could never break it. And this frog lived in a golden pond. A frog on this pond was home to this poor little frog. He had no family, but he was safe in his golden pond. And in this golden pond, at the bottom, there was a different land leading away onto the land of unbreakable spells. And it goes to any land you wish. So the frog had home and travelled every single day to a new land, and he was very happy. But once a little girl came to this golden pond. And she was like, "Ooh, what a nice pond." She dived in and she saw the frog. She screamed. Then she tried to go back up, but she went down by accident, and it led her into a different land, with the frog coming with her.
My boy.
In that time, a witch saw the frog and the girl. She put a spell on them and made them never come back into this land again. So they went into this different land, and it was called the Land Jack and Jill.
Yeah, I know it's called that because the people are called Jack and Jill.
No, hang on, go on. Keep going.
And they saw Jack and Jill going up the hill. And then they saw them collecting the water. And they went down the hill. Jack fell down and broke his crown. And Jill came tumbling after. Up Jack got. With a tumble and a trot. But the frog tried to fix him. He fixed the crown with his slime. It was nice and sticky, and soon it dried in. Fixed Jack's crown, and he healed his head. He put a bandage around it. It healed his head in a flash. In a flash of an eye, and Jack and Jill, and Jack was all better. Jill got up, and the frog said, "Go up that hill again, and you'll come down safely. Just walk slowly." Jack and Jill went up the hill and fetched a pail of water.
Again.
Jack came down, Jill came down, safe as sound. The frog said to the girl, "I think that we should be going back. I'm feeling dry, and I need to go back to the pond. It's my home." They tried to get back in, but they couldn't. Remember the witch putting a spell in the land of never was the one called?
Never
breakable spells. But with the frog, because he was from that land, he knew a way to cure it. But it was hard. He had to try to get into the land above the land of Jack and Jill to get into the land of unbreakable spells. But how could he do that? But because the frog and the girl help Jack and Jill, Jack and Jill can help them. They have these bouncy shoes at home, and they can bounce up really high. So Jill can get on her bouncy shoes and jump up to land above. And the frog went through. He got into his golden pond. But then, what would the girl do? She was stuck in the land of Jack and Jill. But Jack and Jill were still grateful. And they said that instead of abandoning the little girl, that they would keep her and mind her. They could be their little, that the girl could be their little sister. So they adopted the girl, and the frog got back to his home. And they both lived happily ever after.
Wow, hooray.
Maggie.
Thank you very much for that story. Thank you very, very much.
Did you like it?
Absolutely loved it.
You know, because of my story, I forgot Megan's story. And I forgot your story.
You can only remember your own story.
Yes, my story was very long. I can hardly remember your story.